Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today.
So,
oh my God,
we've been trying to start this bonus episode for about 5 minutes now, but we've had to stop the crew from just demolishing chocolate fingers. We've had to stop them talking about traitors, and Sam has just started the episode by dropping his on our pink sofas.
My favourite thing, though, is that Sam, I thought I got away with it, and I look round. We connected eyes.
Okay, well, there's nothing like a little bit of eye contact when you are air s***. So, welcome to Staying Relevant, hosted by me, Pete Wicks, and...
me, Sam Thompson!
Him. This is the bonus episode, which will be out on Thursday. It is now Thursday, because you obviously listen to it, so you can watch this on Sunday. Make sure you do all the usual that you do, which is rate, review, and follow us, and all that. If you don't know by now, then you never will.
Please.
I will not be drinking, because I'm still not drinking. However, I will
tell
be...
he's very angry.
However, I will be swearing, and if you don't like that, go f*** yourselves.
Right, moving on.
I just wondered if you were going to add.
No, well, I just, you just stared really intently into the camera.
Okay,
there.
So
felt this scared for the listener.
This is the bonus episode where we read out your stories and all sorts of stuff. So keep sending them in because we do love reading them. And if you are going to send them in, send them to stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com because we love it.
We
love
really
hearing
do.
How unhinged, deranged and tapped you all are, you bunch of fucking weirdos.
But you are weirdos and that's why we love you.
Tolerate you.
Love you.
Need you.
I would love more than anything if I could to hug every single one of you in a warm embrace.
Yeah. So we've got two listener letters and I'm going to give you a choice today, Sam. Just don't look. So, do you want to do one or two?
I'll do one.
Yeah,
I'll do
so
one.
So pleased because this one, yeah, it's just going to be fun listening to you do this.
Okay. Oh,
so Sam is going to do the first listener letter. Sam, take it away.
I'm
so glad he's picked this one because I cannot wait to hear him read this. This is, everyone, stay tuned. This is going to be fucking exciting.
I'm now nervous.
Oh, because there is fucking another language involved in it.
Okay.
That you're going to have to pronounce and I'm so excited to hear your Spanish.
It's absolutely fine. Oh, okay. I used to learn Spanish. That's okay. Fine.
Oh, wonderful. You should have no problem cool. with this then.
I never normally get allowed to read
and
things.
And if you are Spanish, please let us know what you think of Sam's A accent and,
well, can I read it first?
And pronunciation. Yes, please,
right.
Please, take it away.
So, from Michi.
Millie. You didn't, I know what you tried to do there.
This is a big moment. This is a big moment for me. Hi, Pete and Sam.
I'm an OG Staying Relevant listener from Tenerife.
Yes.
I have a story with a question for you. I'm an English teacher here, as well as I'm learning Spanish. Unfortunately, both these situations has created some language mishaps, and I've accidentally said some really untoward things in Spanish. Plus, the students' accents make words like beach and fork sound like bitch and fuck. My worst few sentences in Spanish were the following.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. So, Sam used to learn Spanish. Here we go.
Yo quiero un bocadillo con pola, queso, e todo.
Okay,
that was
wonderful.
Better than you thought it was going to be, wasn't it?
Okay. No, it's not actually. It's fucking awful.
And what that translates is, I want a dick sandwich with cheese and everything. To our students, I want a dick sandwich. And then the best thing about it is that she's then like gone back to the sandwich stuff and gone with cheese and everything.
Yeah, she's doubled up.
What I really like about that though is that it's like the dick sandwich, but then she's like really professionalized it afterwards, like cheese, lettuce, tomato, like still thinking she's talking about a completely different thing.
I mean, if you think that's good, wait till the next one.
Right, so she's also said, necesito un taxi para la puta. I know what poo means. Which she has said to her kids that she's teaching, I need a taxi to the hall. She's put in brackets, I meant point, punto. so good. This is a really good, this is my favourite letter we've done, I think. And seco tu pula.
So seco tu pula, she said to the director's three-year-old son, who was drying himself badly after a water party. So this is what she said to him.
Seca tu pola. Dry your dick. To the three-year-old kid in front of the boss.
Come on, dry dick.
I can imagine her talking to the director and then going, dry your dick.
Yeah. Dry your dick and get me a taxi to the whore. God, I'm hungry. I need a dick sandwich.
That's so good. Dry your dick to
which,
the three-year-old
Which of those
kid.
Sentences are your favourite?
Probably the dick sandwich.
You're all there for the dick sandwich.
The dick sandwich is really, to me, just brilliant because she tries afterwards just to carry on with like, and I want lettuce and cheese and everything with it.
What
but also, the dry your dick in front of the boss really did tickle me as well. I can just also just the idea of her like just off the cuff to the child of the boss going, dry your dick. She then goes, hey, have you ever said the wrong thing getting you in trouble, and can you speak any languages? I wish you every success in 2024 with your podcast and careers. Love you both and the Staying Relevant team, who I'd love to hear more from if possible, as they seem like such fun. A long suffering bunch. Oh my God, we love you guys.
2 points. They're not that fun.
No, they are. They're really jokes. They are really jokes.
And if anything, it's us that suffer.
Let's hear from you. Do you know what? Let's go from left to right.
Just introduce yourself and tell us one fact about yourself.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, it's Spanish.
No, just fucking hell. All right then, mate.
Quickly.
Me amo.
No, quickly. Just
come on. We're on
a
time limit. Quickly.
My name is Paul, and I was in The
Inbetweeners.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What? Wait, sorry. What?
No, we haven't got time. We'll get to it.
We do have time.
I can't follow that. I can't think about the.
When the fuck were you in The Inbetweeners?
I was in the Caravan Club episode as one of the extras. I threw the trainer about when he was skidding. The girl's kissing him in the corner of the room, and I've got this massive fringe.
Oh my God.
Blue checkered shirt on.
This could be the most Staying Relevant thing ever, because our fucking camera guy's more famous than us.
Yeah, he's an actor.
That's the most Staying Relevant thing ever.
Why have you not told us that before?
Didn't ask.
So this is producer Charlotte.
Chaz.
You might hear her come every now and then into the... Go on.
I'm Charlotte.
Shut up! What the fuck?
What is going on? A background date on first... So we've got Inbetweeners, background date on first date.
When? Wait, no, sorry, before... When were you doing that? When?
Oh, 2018.
So not even long ago, 6 years ago. When I was taking a photo with Cody...
Boyfriend.
You were background date. Did you see Fred?
Yeah, he came over and met us.
That's brilliant.
God, so you two have got a mutual friend.
Sorry, the guy you were on a background date with, did you meet him at first date?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that's amazing.
This
Love
is
that.
Wild.
This is good. God,
you've got to give us something real good
now. We should really, like, take more of an interest in them.
I'm Abby, and I was once in a play on Drury Lane.
Shut up!
Oh my God!
What were you in?
A James Bond play.
Oh my God!
We've got a Bond girl, a first dater, an in-betweener, and... and a whimper. Yeah. So we have a Bond girl, a first dater, an in-betweener, and a whimper.
My name is Edie, and Paris Hilton said she liked my hair.
No way! That's a brilliant fact.
My God.
I love you.
Well,
you and Zara are quite similar.
This is lovely. This was like a little speed dating episode.
That's the team. Believe it or not, they're actually an incredibly, incredibly interesting bunch.
And madly, they're all a lot cooler than us.
Yeah, you were in a play. What the fuck?
You and in between, like...
So you're like really talented.
No.
Oh my God, you have to listen to us. Oh my God.
I'll be honest with you, you've done a play like in the fucking West End, and I've just sat here and spoken about how I've just made the best show ever.
Yeah.
How embarrassing.
You've literally been on the West End. You have to listen to... I'm so sorry. I actually now, like, I'm a bit nervous. You're like, shit, we better... Pete, we need to pull our fingers out.
Fucking hell. All right.
Paris Hilton still gets me. I really like that. It's the best fact.
Millie has also said, can you speak any other languages?
Jean-Claude.
Who's that?
That's French.
No, that's just a French name.
Comment tu t'appelles? Et toi?
Yeah, that's what is your name? And then I would go...
And yeah.
Je m'appelle Pierre. Yeah. And then et toi?
Jean-Claude.
But that's not your name.
Oh, so I would do real names. All right. Samuel.
But you did that in a Spanish accent. Okay. So, yes. Millie, no. We cannot speak any other languages.
We can't.
I just try not to speak any other
languages. Oh, actually, that's a complete lie. I can speak Havagov. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I can speak Havagov.
What's that?
Oh, well, that's your problem, not mine. So Sivagam is my name. Pivagit.
Pivagol.
Yeah, Pivagol. Shivagar, Livagot.
What in the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Ivagit, yeah.
What, sorry, can someone explain what the fuck that means?
Pivagit, Ivagiz, Ivagar.
Are you drunk?
Trevagunk. Is it cover aunt?
You just called me a but I don't understand the language. What's the language?
I don't think I've got all of it right, but Paul knows it.
Someone tell me what the fucking language is.
It's what you used to do as a kid. Yeah, it's a secret language.
It's a secret language. Okay, so so Sam can speak the secret language for kids that had invisible friends as children.
Yeah, I had an invisible friend.
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, mate, by the time I leave here, you probably will need him back.
He's a lion. He was a lion.
So you had an invisible pet. That's not even a friend.
Yeah, well, pet friend.
A pet friend. Excellent. Right, listener letter number two. Fuck me. I don't know what to do with this.
He just held his forehead.
Just a lot. This is from Kat. Hi, Sam and Pete.
Hi, Kat.
Kat here. Just wanted to drop some love for the podcast. First time writing in ever.
Yes, Kat. Give her a clap. Give her a round of applause. I love it when people go, do you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah. So, my boyfriend and I were watching Sam on I'm a Celeb, and the more we watched, the more I was like, wait, are these secretly long-lost twins? They share the same looks, the same personalities. Brackets, we suspect my boyfriend might have ADHD, but not official test yet. And get this, they have matching feather tattoos in the exact same spot on their arms. Oh, and my boyfriend's last name? Thompson.
Wow, this is getting weird.
Coincidence, or did we just stumble upon a family reunion waiting to happen? Keep the laughs coming, guys. So producer Charlotte has got a photo of this fella. So that could be the long-lost Thompson brother.
Oh my God, he looks like me. He actually does look like me.
I mean, listen.
He's got a great beard on him.
Kat, I'm going to be honest with you. Tattoo, very similar. Surname, very similar. Looks... I mean, they're both human. I don't see the resemblance myself. However, you could be half brothers.
Well, also, I actually have a tattoo under my feather tat. My tattoo is a cover-up.
What was under yours?
TW.
Oh, for Tiffany Watson.
Yeah, yeah. At TW. You can still see it as well.
You got NX's name tattooed on your...
I did, yeah. I know.
It's cute. So the serious question we've got then is, do you know of any long-lost siblings?
No, although I'm sure you can say Jedward.
No, I wasn't going to say Jedward. I think we've used that one enough.
Although, who were with Barry Keoghan recently? who's in Saltburn. And it's like, how have you done that?
Oh, I think you're fucking giving yourself a bit of flattery there, mate.
What?
He's a fucking great actor and actually not a bad-looking fella. Very short.
No, I'm saying they were with Barry Keoghan, Jedward.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying you look like him. I was going to say, well...
No, Jacob Elordi actually and me look quite similar.
Yeah. Yeah, if you close your eyes and just don't think about what he looks like...
He's my man crush.
What, Jacob? Why is he your man crush?
Jacob Elordi, because Felix and Saltburn was just brilliant.
I've not seen Saltburn. Yeah. I know everyone's talking about
it. Have you not? I've not seen traitors, it's when he drinks the bathwater and you're like, oh.
I'm busy writing.
Oh, bloody hell.
I'm going to be honest with you. Millie, loved that. Great.
Thank you for getting in touch.
Interesting. Thank you. Bit boring. So let's see if we can improve on that next week.
No, don't say that, because Kate, it was the first time Kat's ever written in.
I know, and great, but next time, as a writer, all I would say is maybe, make it sound a bit more interesting than my boyfriend's got a similar tattoo.
No, but we do. We are.
We're very thankful, and I hope you're coming to the tour, because then you'll see what writing is. But thank you so much for writing in. And please, anyone else that wants to write in, don't be put off by the abuse that Kat's just got. I think it was just a particularly bad day for Kat and her typing skills.
Thank you so much for listening to Staying Relevant, the bonus episode with Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson. To feature in this podcast, if you ever want to, after that scathing assessment from
me. No, please, we want to hear from you. We just want to hear from the interesting ones.
Email stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. Subscribe and follow so you're the first to know of each episode. Rate 5 stars and leave a review, and follow us on all socials at Staying Relevant for all of Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat and YouTube, and subscribe to us on YouTube as well, because that will really help. And we're back on Monday with our main episode.
And I'm just going to leave this with you. Kat, I'm sorry, and I do love you, and I thank you for writing in.
Please keep listening.
Good luck with your next letter.
Insanity Group.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.